Therapeutic ruts. Affirming responses versus low-key responses. How do you decide when to use less neutral and strongly affirming responses such as super or great or that's incredible? I've found that if my expletive, for lack of a better term, comes from the gut, it can be more effective than low-key verbalizations. Responses like, yeah, and okay, merely show I'm listening, but do not offer a strongly positive or negative reaction. As you know, affirming responses provide validation and affirmation of a client's behaviors, feelings, and thinking. Think of a time when you've used these strong affirmations and they've perhaps instilled hope in your client. I've found that an affirming response often encourages my clients to further pursue their goals. Think of a client you're currently treating. Do you need to exchange some of your okays and rights for supers and greats? The key therapeutic crutch. As you know, restating responses simply paraphrases your client's words as accurately as possible. You use restating all the time. But why does it work so well, and why do you use it so often? As I go through the 5 benefits of restating, use them as a checklist with a particular client in mind. Is merely restating your best option, or are you therapeutically painting yourself into a box and putting yourself into a therapeutic rut? Restating. 1. Helps your client to feel understood. 2. Provides feedback as you understand it. 3. Acts as a mirror. 4. Acts as a sounding board. 5. Clarifies behavior, meaning, or feeling. I find this approach to be particularly helpful with Tim in a group setting because he wants to be heard. However, Tim is also fairly shy and is not quite ready to explore solutions. How often do you use restating as an escape hatch or therapeutic crutch? For example, do you use restating when you're unable to create a useful question on the spot? Do you use restating when you're completely at a loss as to what responses would be most helpful? During these high-pressure moments, restating is almost always a safe and useful response. Think for a moment about one of your current clients. Would your increased awareness of the frequency with which you use the key therapeutic crutch of restating be of assistance to expand your therapeutic repertoire and get out of your therapeutically limiting box? I would like to add a little aside here. I know restating is a great tool, and referring to it as a key therapeutic crutch may be a little extreme, but my goal is simply to get you to rethink your ruts. What about expanding their words to produce new meaning instead of merely restating? Number 3, the expanding response. Besides listening, affirming, and the key therapeutic crutch of restating, I also try to use what clients have said and expand their words to produce new meanings. Of course, the danger here is the expanded meaning your idea, or is it the client's? The production of new meanings then hopefully leads to new possibilities in the male batterer's goal statement. Here's how I got out of the rut of merely restating and used an expanding response with Tim. Tim stated, "I can't argue with my wife in front of our kids. They're getting older. We can only fight in the bedroom." I saw this statement as an opportunity to move toward goal setting by providing Tim with an expanding response. I said to Tim, "You can limit yourself to fighting in the bedroom, so you do have some control over the fighting. You don't fight around your kids, so you don't want your kids to experience any of this." Tim then stated, "No way, kids don't need that stuff at all. Kids don't need to see that stuff." In this case, my expanding response led to a suggestion of a goal idea. I stated, "So what do you think of this as a goal, to lessen this pain for your children?" Think for a moment about the ways in which you encourage your clients to delve into goal setting. Would expanding responses help to generate new goal statements? In your next session, to get out of a therapeutic rut, you might consider evaluating your use of affirming responses versus low-key responses, restating responses, and expanding responses. Question 12. What are 3 therapeutic ruts you might evaluate in your next session? This CD, entitled You Made Me Hit You, Interventions with Male Batterers, has covered such topics as altering attitudes, team pacing and playfulness, the 3 stages of abuse, red flags to violence, expanding choice points, over-controllers versus under-controllers, mask dependency, nice guy positioning strategies, the invisible dragon of shame, checkpoints for change, goal setting, problem goals, and therapeutic ruts. We appreciate the fact that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. I hope you found the information to be both practical and beneficial. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you.